This is a 4Sevens Network podcast.
4Sevens.com.
Two boots and a baby.
Welcome to Two Boobs and a Baby, episode 19. We're back.
Finally, this is the episode that seemed to never be made.
Or partially made over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like the lost episode.
Yes, we have been away for quite a while. But
yeah, we took a few weeks off. We didn't really plan to, but it sort of happened this way.
So we have a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about. Oh, you can hear sirens in the background. They're coming to get us. So let's begin by me explaining very quickly, because you can visit the site, www.twoboobsandababy.com, to read all about it on the blog. But basically, our host, Brinkster, implemented a security patch for databases and basically screwed people using WordPress. And basically the long and the short of it is that our site was down. They didn't know really how to get it back up, and it took a lot of work. And I have to thank Bob Goyich from the Canadian Podcast Buffet and Podcasters Across Borders, which we'll talk about next episode. But I wanted to thank you very much, Bob, for all of your patience. And I also want to thank the WordPress gang in their forum for figuring this all out, because I didn't figure it out from Brinkster. So, but luckily, everything's okay now. The site's back up. I'm working out a few kinks. And last but not least, we lost our comments, our old comments, and we lost our old show notes, which is a drag.
Yeah, it's a drag, but oh well.
Oh well. It's really a pain in the butt. But if you posted messages on our forum, they're still there. It's just some of your comments have
That's what I thought you meant, the forum.
No, not the forum's okay. On the forum? If the forum was gone, that'd be terrible. Okay. No, the comments under under each episode where people can post comments, those are gone too, so.
Anyways, on to more exciting news.
Okay, go. What's more exciting than that?
You left. That's pretty exciting.
I did leave you. I had enough and I left.
Yeah, it's Splitsville.
That's it. No, my work had a little 2-day conference, which I helped organize, and that was at the White Oaks Conference Center at Niagara-on-the-Lake. That's not a shameless plug, by the way. I'm not getting anything out of that. They were really, really good. They were really good. It was an amazing place. So
Sam and I being abandoned. I'm a big weenie and I can't stay by myself, so I went and stayed. We went and stayed at Dave's mom's.
You really
got to
get over that.
No, I don't.
You're a mother now. You can't go staying over. And
I don't see anything wrong with it. As soon as Sam gets old enough to take care of me, then I will.
He practically is already. The kid's strong enough.
That's true. I don't know. I just don't sleep well. I sleep better somewhere else. Anyway, so.
And did you sleep better?
Oh, gosh. So, Sam started this thing. I don't know what's going on with him, but there for about 4 or 5 days in a row, he woke up in the middle of the night and had completely wet himself. Like, it seemed like a bucket of water had been poured all over him.
How many nights did he do that? Like, four?
4 or 5.
In a row?
Yeah.
It was weird.
He's not doing it anymore, but so, he was in a strange place, and he woke up completely wet. He never does that, so I didn't have any of his stuff upstairs with me. So here I am, sleepy as anything, didn't have my glasses on, had Sam in my hands, trying to be really quiet at 2:30 in the morning, fumbling around my mother-in-law's house, trying to change him and, you know, get him all together. Meanwhile, he's just happy as can be. He's going, da, 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 da. And I was so scared that we were going to wake your mom up. She was going to be freaked out or anything. Next morning, I said, oh, sorry about last night. She didn't hear a thing.
She was oblivious.
She was completely oblivious.
You wonder where I get it. My dad sleeps like a baby. My mom sleeps like a baby. And I sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
Although that's a bad analogy now.
That is.
Our little baby's not sleeping so well.
No, he's having some sleep issues. He was great there for a while, and something's going on.
Something has been really weird lately.
Something funny is, he got his two bottom teeth in, when he was 4.5 months. And then I think the next two are supposed to be your two top teeth. Well, front teeth.
The middle ones, yeah. Yeah, the front teeth.
Well, Sam, he has to be different.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
He's getting the ones next to those. I don't know what those are called. But next to your two front teeth, he's getting those in and has had a heck of a time with those.
It's been hard.
It wasn't hard with his two bottom teeth, but these are giving him so much trouble. So I think that's what his problem is.
But they're practically through now.
Yeah. But he looks funny. He looks like a vampire because they're so spread apart and there's nothing in the middle.
It's really weird those teeth came through first.
And he's doing this funny snarly look. No, his little lip comes up kind of like Elvis whenever he kind of whines or laughs. Now I think his tooth is
Maybe it's the Elvis t-shirt we gave him.
It's
actually the picture that I have on the site now because we lost all the pictures too. But the picture I have on the site right now that I just put back on there is the one with him with the Elvis shirt.
Oh, okay.
Saying I'm sorry.
He's reincarnated. Elvis is reincarnated into
Maybe.
Sam.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd
Except for right. the fat drug part.
Yeah, but the fried peanut butter sandwiches. There's a place in Memphis that actually serves those.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Elvis Presley's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, the restaurant?
Yeah.
It's right on Beale Street in Memphis.
And they had fried pickles there, too.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. They're like potato chips.
Yeah.
They're dill pickle chips, but they're like the real thing. They're made
Everything's
from pickles.
Fried in the South.
Yeah, you gotta love them.
And who was that we met at the Podcasters Across the Borders that was asking about the
We're
fried
not talking
Addie?
About that yet.
Well, no. We're, not
we're talking about
that
next episode.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the fried Addie.
Shane and Tom from Shane and Tom Squeezebox. Yes. They were both, they were on one of their episodes a while ago. They were talking about Fry Daddy, and
So every family in the South has their own personal Fry Daddy, which is their own personal deep fryer.
Yeah, it's like
and
a big,
if you have
huge
a big
vat of oil.
If you have a big family, you have the Fry Granddaddy,
And so. Either way, keep it away from the grandkids because
exactly.
it's a huge vat of hot oil, basically.
Yeah, so anyway, so while we're fumbling around, and to finish my story. So we get back upstairs into our bedroom, and Sam was sleeping in his little pack and play. Well, he was having none of that. He did not want to go back in there. It was dark. He didn't know where he was. So I got him in bed with me, which was a twin bed, like a tiny little bed.
Yeah, it's a small bed.
You know, here I am pregnant, big old thing, and Sam...
How pregnant are you now?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's hard to keep track this time around, isn't it?
I think I'm six and a half months. But Sam took up 3/4 of the bed. Like, he was just sprawled out, eagle position, you know, just totally bed hog.
Eagle position?
Yeah.
What's eagle position?
Isn't that what it's called? When you're on your back with your spread eagle?
Spread eagle.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I hadn't envisioned him, perched on the headboard, ah!
Well, that would be weird.
And very creepy. But so I wouldn't put it past him.
So while we're going through this hell night, Dave, how was your night?
Well, see, I organized this event and with a couple other people, but I communicated everything with the conference center, and so they gave me an upgraded room. So if anybody's listening to this from work that were there, I feel a little awkward saying this, but when I got in the room, I had it was a suite with a huge bed with one of those, you know, the crazy sheets that hang off your bed that make it all fancy schmancy.
Really?
Yeah, what's that called?
Like a canopy?
It's a canopy, yeah. But I think there's a name for that. I think they're traditionally made to keep bugs off you at night. I believe that's why they're made. I could be wrong, but I think that's some truth to that. So then I went into the bathroom. And there was a hot tub, like a heart-shaped hot tub.
Like a jacuzzi tub.
A jacuzzi tub, yeah. Which would have been great, which was great. But I was like, well, I'm not going to use this. But then I noticed there was a TV in the bathroom with a waterproof remote control. So when I got back that night into the room... The Daily Show was on, and so I kicked back watching The Daily Show. I put all this soap in there, so I had a big bubble bath And then I watched the Colbert Report, and I was quite pleased.
Meanwhile, your forlorn wife and child are going through hell.
Yeah, but I made it up to you the next weekend.
Yes, you did.
The next weekend was our anniversary. June 16th was our 5th year anniversary.
That's right. We survived. We made it.
5 glorious years.
We didn't think we could get there, but we made it.
It's the silver anniversary. Or traditionally, or the silver is the gift, or traditionally wood is the traditional gift.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I got you that branch. That's why I gave you a log. Here you go, honey.
That or sounds like poo.
A log. Big old log of poop. Actually, that's what Sam gave us.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, so Dave did not tell me where we were going. We were going on a secret getaway.
Yeah, something I whipped up a little plan.
Yep. So, well, first of all, you made it the reservations for the wrong month.
That wasn't my fault, though.
I think it was.
No, see, I
he made the reservations for July 16th.
But that's because
until I reminded him, no, it's June 16th.
It's been very hectic lately, and I honestly,
you're already starting to be that stereotypical husband that can't remember the anniversary.
At least I come home at night.
That's true. You know, lucky those, me.
Those other, but you know, like those husbands that are out there drinking with the boys every night.
That's true.
I don't know where to find my boys anymore. They're gone.
So we went to. I don't know what to say to that.
I don't know either.
We went to back to the White Oaks.
Yeah, we were driving along, and I was bugging Heather to guess where we were going. And I should say Sam was with us, too, because this was a family outing. So we bucked down the road and finally approached the White Oaks Resort, which is near Niagara-on-the-Lake, if you know the area.
And it's beautiful.
It's a great area.
Town.
Beautiful area. Lots of vineyards and things. Of course, I was not drinking, and you can't drink, so we didn't really have any wine. But but we were in the vineyards.
Yeah. So it was nice. We went swimming and...
Yeah, it was awesome. We took Sam in the pool and...
Which, again, I think I said this on another episode. This is the second time he's gone swimming. First time was when I was in Arizona. And both times, he has absolutely no reaction.
I just realized we haven't watched that video.
Okay.
Sorry.
And he has absolutely no reaction whatsoever to the water. It's like...
Yeah, he's kind of indifferent.
Yeah.
He sort of dee-dee-dee. So I was dragging him along, and we were playing. But he liked it.
Yeah.
It's like a big bathtub.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So he was having fun in the pool. And what else did we do?
I got a pregnancy massage.
How did you get that? Was that pre-booked? A surprise? Or was that something you just decided to do?
That was a surprise. Let Dave toot his little horn.
I got to toot my horn. Toot, I think I did toot, pretty toot. Good. I think it did pretty good. Toot, toot. Yeah.
And Dave got a massage.
I got a massage too. Except the guy that did me wasn't very good.
But Dave keeps calling massages rubs. And that's just wrong. I have to tell him, Dave, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a rub. I'm like, Dave, that doesn't sound right.
The guy would have punched me out of it.
Yeah.
How about
you
a
really
rub?
Have to be careful about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're massages.
But the guy I had was this, like, young Italian guy. He was really nice. But he's just kind of talkative. He talked a lot about sports and things.
Yeah, I know that it seems rude, but I can't pay attention to, like, relieving my stress if I'm talking.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not some, like, run-of-the-mill massage place. It's got, like, you know, the whole ambience thing going on, the ambiance, the little waterfall and the piped-in, you know, relaxing music with the pipes, the piped-in pipes. and a pipe for you to smoke if you wish. And
mine wasn't that relaxing.
What am I talking
about?
The,
I don't know. I had this lady in the meditation room before you go in there.
Oh, the meditation room.
There was this woman there.
Don't get me started about the
she
meditation.
She wasn't in
room.
A robe or anything. I think she just went in there to sleep.
She was naked?
No, she was just in her clothes, and she was snoring so loudly, like really loudly. It was really weird. I was like, I think this person just came off the street just for a nap.
It was a weird, I could not get relaxed in the meditation room either. It was very, I'm not really into this whole thing anyway, but it was kind of new agey. Not that you are, but because you're naked under your robe, which first of all is awkward in itself.
You're naked?
What?
I'm just kidding. When you die, if you thought everybody, you know, and this guy that's massaging you is like, what the heck? He's naked.
Dude. No, but I was, so, you know, you're sitting there, and then there's this woman across from me, and she's like, kind of looked at me, and I kind of, you know, you kind of make eye-to-eye contact for a second, and you're like, look away, and there's an aquarium, so everybody, and I say everybody, because then all these other people came in. So there's like four or five of us sitting in there awkwardly looking at the aquarium, hoping that our massage would start soon so we could get the hell out of the meditation room.
But anyways, it was such a nice getaway. It was just, it's amazing how just getting away for one night.
Yeah, it was.
Makes you feel like you've been, you know, it totally rejuvenates you. It gets you out of your rut. It, you know, just.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And then Sunday was Father's Day. So I got a little bit out of this action, too.
Yeah.
So we went to Niagara-on-the-Lake and went to the Irish shop, and they had a little Irish tea room in the back, so we had lunch there, and yeah.
And Sam got you some gifts.
And Sam got me some great gifts.
Yep. So.
And yeah.
It was a nice getaway.
It was an awesome getaway.
But back to Sam. He's starting to become, like, we had this really laid back, quiet little kid. And I don't know, he's changing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the verge of crawling. He's up on his hands and knees, rocking, and he's lunging towards everything. I'd say I think in the next week he'll be crawling.
Definitely.
Week or 2 weeks he'll be crawling.
Yeah. Well, he's 8 months now.
Yeah.
He just turned 8 months.
But he's jumping and
laughing. He sits in his crib.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
This is bad. This has been really bad. But he sits in his crib. It's really funny and cute at first. But he sits in his crib, and now he can get up on his knees. He can't stand, but he can get on his knees holding the top of the rail. And then he starts to kind of shove himself back and forth with this big grin, just laughing.
Laughing.
And you're sitting there, lights are off, music's chilling out. Yeah. Music's on, just nice and relaxing. Not piped in crap music. We have good music on. Little Neil Young. Yeah.
Yeah. So it used to be where we could just
Sinead O'Connor. We could Gordon just, Lightfoot.
We could just put him in
a lot
there.
Of other things.
Oh my gosh!
Sorry.
We could just put him in there and.
You just got so mad.
I know, you're being annoying.
Sorry.
But we could just put him in there, lay him down, and he'd go right to sleep. Now it's like.
No.
A circus.
It's like an hour.
It's almost like the bars are made of crack or something, and he's got to he's got to go to the bars. He's got to go up there, and he's got to.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a game of wearing him down until he doesn't have the strength to pull himself up on the bars anymore.
And you know what you haven't mentioned before is how you kill the time down there.
Yes, I have. I've mentioned
have you?
Sudoku. Yeah.
Speaking of crack.
My math puzzles.
You are hooked on Sudoku. And you call me a geek, you and your math puzzles. Anyway. Yeah. Hey, so podcast news.
Oh.
All right, now it's time for Dave to ramble about podcast news.
There is a magazine in Ontario called Here's How Market News. And Here's How is sort of like a trade magazine, but it's a really nice glossy magazine. With all tech stuff, kind of, you know, multimedia kind of things. And if you turn to page 50 in this one, which you can get, I think you can get it at Future Shop and Black's Photography and a bunch of other places. We're in here. It's all
the
about,
June edition?
It's June, yeah. It's the June, volume 5, number 3. I'll throw a link to the magazine, but you can't actually read it online. I'll see if I can get a PDF of it. But it's Todd Maffin, our fearless leader, is there, and so is Bob McDonald from Kirks and Corks. And it's all about podcasting and how to start podcasting and things like that. And so, yeah, I was really excited to see that we were in here and wanted to read a bit. Two Boobs and a Baby is a podcast from Toronto residents Heather and David Delaney on having a new baby, Sam, and their new role as parents. They refer to themselves as boobs, who are learning the ropes as they recount their experiences and what they've learned. Their folksy podcasts have an estimated 15,000 regular listeners. I don't know if we have that many, but we have a lot. Probably, I don't know. We started this, and then they quote me, so I'll say it in my voice. We started the podcast as a way to share our stories with our friends and family, says David Delaney. But as I listened to podcasts, I realized there was a huge audience for this. We thought that on top of creating an audio diary of stories for our children and grandchildren to hear, we could also help other first-time parents along the way. To ensure we constantly have fresh material, we are pregnant once again, due in October. Oh, Dave Delaney, you are such a card.
What a wit.
Yes. Anyway, so...
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So thanks, guys, for that.
Should we do a pregnancy update?
Pregnancy update!
You just killed the pregnancy update, too.
Sorry.
It's I don't even know it now.
Oh, man.
Bastardized the whole thing.
It's all gone to pot.
All gone to pot in a handbasket.
Yep.
Hey, do you think that when they said folksy podcast, what does that mean?
Like, I don't know.
Do you think they were talking about my accent?
Well, we do, we have that like bluegrassy sort of intro.
Okay.
Hey, we're always interested in new intros or alternative intros. If anybody wants to produce something, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be... it can be anything. It can be hip-hop. It can be punk rock. It can be whatever. Send it to us at 2boobs. That's the number 2boobs at davemadethis.com. That's our email. Or you can just go on the web and leave it there. That would be very cool if you did that.
Yeah. So back to pregnancy update.
Do, 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 do.
So we found out that...
we're pregnant again.
Yeah, and we found out that Miss Ella will be born October 9th at 11 a.m., which is so crazy to me that they just tell you, okay, this is when we're doing it.
This is that whole issue of being too posh to push.
Yes, but I'm not too posh to push.
You're
I'm
not too posh to push.
Too ignorant for a birth control. No, I'm just kidding. No, so yeah, we're having a C-section because I had one with Sam, and so yeah, they want you to have another one since it's so close together. So October 9th, 11 a.m. But
no fuss, no muss. I mean, it's not like the 13 hours of labor you went through last time.
That's true.
We just go, and unless
it comes early,
which is likely because you keep lifting Sam and doing all sorts of things, overexerting yourself.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
But it's kind of hard not to when you're by yourself all day. It's kind of hard not to.
But the bad thing about this date is that it is Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is.
And so I asked my doctor, because a pregnant woman does have food on her mind all the time.
All the time.
I asked her, I said, well, now, is this a problem to have a really big meal the day before having a C-section? And she just laughed. She said, no, it should be okay. So I'm good to go with a Thanksgiving dinner because I'm not going to miss it. So Sunday,
okay. Somebody
better be making me a Thanksgiving dinner.
Is that how it's going to go?
Yeah.
On the Sunday?
Yeah. And then Monday, which is actually Thanksgiving Monday.
Okay.
Then Miss Ella is going to be born.
So she's going to be part turkey.
She's going to be part turkey.
We got a monkey and we got a turkey.
Yep.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah, why don't we wrap this one up?
Okay, that sounds good.
We're going to do episode 20 very soon, and as I said before, episode 20 will be, about what's going on, but it'll also include kind of an update on, a report on Podcasters Across Borders, which was the big podcasting convention thrown by Mark Blevis and Bob Goyich and Kat from The Catfish Show in Kingston, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. So.
It was really an amazing weekend.
Okay.
One more thing.
What?
Our audio comment line. Please, folks, drop by our site and leave us a comment. www.2boobsandababy.com. Spell it. Don't use numbers or you might find smut. Go on, or unless you're looking for smut, in which case you know what to do. But go on the site. Leave us comments. We'd love to hear from you. We really want to hear from you. You can record on on the site an audio comment, that which we might include in one of the shows. Or you can call this number, 206-203-2605. And record a message there, and we'll get that, and it'll probably be on a show coming up soon. So,
okay, have a good week.
See you later.
Bye.